102.1 CFNY. The Spirit of Radio.
So cold to cool. You know how to hypnotize. You wear a great disguise.
I learned to see
through. What do I know? What do I know? I'm confused by the things that you do. What do I know? What do I know? I can't stop thinking about you. I don't see wrong from right, but I can see the light start shining in you. And on a distant night, you went and lost the fight that made me look up to you. But what do I know? But what do I know? I'm confused by the things that you do. But what do I know? But what do I know?
No, that's music by Saiga, and we also heard some Tears for Fears. We've got the new Nana Mouskouri album coming up next.
She still wear those neat glasses?
Yes, she got them from Coca-Cola.
It's 3 minutes now after 7:03. Well, this should make your morning much more pleasant than otherwise you would think it would. I'm reading a direct quote out of a newspaper story out of the paper this morning. It says, Metro and most of southern Ontario are among the most poisonous places to live in North America, according to a new report on Great Lake pollution.
Well, that's good to know, because if that poison's out there, we can't catch anything.
Unbelievable.
It's killing all those other viruses.
It says 37 people who live around the five Great Lakes have about 20% higher concentrations of toxic substances in their bodies than people in other regions. I mean, it's already in there, right? Because it's in the water, and the water goes into the food goes into your body, yada-da-da-yada-da-da. And so if you're worrying this morning about whether you should light up a cigarette or perhaps have some bacon, don't sweat it. The lakes will kill you first.
No wonder I have problems when I go by hydroelectric plants. I'm attracted to the transformers.
Well, what do we got? We got some more traffic, Pat?
We sure do, Ted.
And is it for anyone? Where's my log?
Yeah, it's for Brotherton's Travel.
It's for everybody out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
Well, this is Radio Land. That's Listener Land, as David Marsden once pointed out to me.
Right. Okay. Anyway, Poor Credit OPP report an accident on the 401 westbound collectors east of Dixie. There was one there about half an hour ago, and a report of a problem on the 401 westbound ramp to the 403. Major routes are wet but bare, and side roads and ramps are a bit more slippery. An injury accident from Metro Police at Keele and Broad Oak. Other accidents at Lawrence and Don Mills and Sherburne and Carleton. Air Canada reports four late flights. 158 from Edmonton will land at 7:35. 146 from Calgary will arrive at 7:45. 628 from Sudbury will arrive at 9. And 441 from Ottawa will land at 8:15. And CPR says flight 68 from Calgary will land at 7:30.
It's minus 3 outside right now. It's going to be cloudy with a high near plus 1, then cloudy with a low near minus 3 this evening. And then for Friday, cloudy with occasional snow late in the day with a high near minus 1. Presently still minus 3.
It's minus 2 now, Geets.
Oh, it's gone up. Oh, heat wave.
It's a heat wave.
Okay. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And
morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Morning.
In the headlines this morning, there are no survivors believed from a airplane crash near Gander, Newfoundland this morning. A plane, a DC-8, a civilian plane chartered from the U.S. military, was making its takeoff. It didn't make the end of the runway and crashed. No survivors believed. 258 people on board, 250 of them passengers. It's still pretty sketchy as to what happened or what the weather conditions were. This happened about a quarter after six this morning.
Now, who chartered that airliner?
I just said I didn't know. Its details are sketchy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Civilian plane chartered from the U.S. military.
Chartered from the U.S.
Chartered. It was a military plane. That's what they're saying so far. 258 aboard. It's no secret now. The province even now saying Toyota will build a plant in Cambridge, the site of its first full-scale Canadian assembly plant. $300 million worth of facility expected to begin operation by late 87 or early 88, providing up to 1,800 jobs. After losing a lot of money for 3 years, Canadian Tire is dumping its American subsidiary, White Stores Limited, for $73 million. It's nowhere near what they lost. They lost $300 over the last 3-4 years, a major factor in last June's decision to fire Canadian Tire President Dean Muncaster. And General Electric is buying RCA for $6 billion in cash, a takeover that believed to be the biggest non-oil company merger in history. GE, they make the high-end products. RCA make the low-end electronic products. What GE really wants is NBC.
I thought they wanted to get into the kettle manufacturing.
Even that has been sold to Black & Decker.
Yeah.
CGE has given up. Anyway, NBC is making a lot of money this year. They're the undisputed ratings champion, and this will be the second major network to be sold in 1985. ABC was sold in June for $3.5 billion to Capital Cities.
Yeah. What will this mean on the Letterman show? This has got to mean months and months of harassment from Letterman.
Letterman's already getting upset about plans to move all of NBC out of the old RCA building.
To the Meadowlands in Jersey.
They want to move NBC to Jersey. And Letterman is insisting that he and his staff will stay.
I was watching last night, Letterman. Is Larry Bud Melman actually suffering from some debilitating drug disease or what?
Larry Melman, his real name's Calvin DeForest. He works at a drug addiction center in New York City.
No.
He's a counselor.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
See, I was just kidding. I was just kidding there. No kidding, huh?
No kidding, but he was kidding.
He was really strange last night. Larry Bud was. Oh, well.
He was fired from that job 2 years ago when they discovered who he was.
But they reinstated him, eh?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, he was fired from his drug addiction counseling job.
Well, I guess if you're coming off heroin or something, it's you're sitting there and Larry Bud's trying to get your life together.
With a toast on a stick.
Yeah. And the sky camera.
It's 9 minutes after 7 from CFNY with Ted and Geets. Pete's got the flaming something this morning.
The celebrants at the annual carol session crowded around the few music sheets in front of the fireplace. Someone pointed out that Evan had neglected to bring his pitch pipe this year. No matter, remarked Evan, we'll do this one in the key of green. With that, he improvised by blowing into his bottle of Heineken. The group strained to listen to the delicate pitch, and then, in unison, burst into festive song.
Heineken, as ingenious as the people who drink it. Santa here. You know, every Christmas, I do a lot of flying. Places to go, people to see. And this Christmas, I'm going to fly Pacific Western Airlines because I get 10 travel dollars every time I fly between December 7th and January the 15th. Travel dollars let me save up to $50 on any Pacific Western flight at any price next year. Pacific Western travel dollars give me a good reason to fly inside where it's warm. Although, as Mrs. Claus always says, snow may be cold, but it's better than reindeer. Reindeer!
Toronto's most prestigious parties, backed with the biggest bands in the business. Tom Robinson, Tina Turner, Rita Marley, Third World, Black Uhuru, Images in Vogue, and the list goes on and on and on. And the parties keep on happening, night after night at the Copa, Toronto's biggest nighttime attraction.
Break away for their famous buffet.
Dine, dance, see and be seen at the Copa, Toronto's biggest nighttime attraction.
The Copa, on Yorkville, west of York, downtown.
Radio station CFNY-FM is a division of Selkirk Broadcasting Limited, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to operate an FM broadcasting station on frequency 102.1 MHz in Brampton, Canada. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada, and at the time CFNY applied for a license to operate on this frequency, it filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission. In this document, the station made specific commitments as to its operation and programming. The license issued by the Commission requires CFNY to honor these commitments and to comply with the FM broadcasting regulations. A copy of the license issued to Selkirk Broadcasting Limited with the promise of performance and the conditions attached to it is available for inspection by any member of the public. These copies may be inspected at the offices of the Commission in Ottawa or at the offices of this station at 83 Kennedy Road South, Brampton during normal business hours. This is The Spirit, CFNY-FM 102.1.
7-Eleven from CFNY, and this is music now by Simply Red, and this is Jericho with Ted and Heath.
Jericho walls, and that bar's whispering through them.
CFNY. Music.
This one's for you, Alan Freed. Wherever you go. Whatever you do. Because the things that doing today will make a scene out of you. If a man is making music, they ought to let his record play.
Catch your
catch your no matter where I go, I never hear my record on the radio. Well, here's 3,000. That ought to get it on. Thanks a lot, man. I love your new song. Got a brand new record. I can't get through to you.
Catch your water, catch your water.
Hey, all the blues.
Catch your water, catch your water.
No matter where I go, I never hear my record on the radio. How about this new Mercedes Benz? That ought to get it on. Well, thanks a lot, man. I'll play it all.
And that's the Paola Blues. We also heard Simply Red back there and Jericho. It's now 20 minutes after 7, minus 2 outside. And with the traffic, once again, here's Pat.
Thank you, Geese. Problems from the OPP News Bureau on the 400 southbound south of the King Side Road and the QEW eastbound west of Burl Oak. Traffic will be slower than usual on the major routes this morning. The roads are wet and slippery. And Metro Police report a problem at Kennedy and Danforth.
Thank you.
Whatever happened to the old good old days of Paola anyway? It was Dick Clark was involved in a Paola scandal years ago, wasn't he?
Yeah, long time. He survived it. There was one guy, big guy.
He made it. Didn't he make a show out of it? Bloopers and Paolas?
Yeah, something like that. But he did survive it. But there was a big jock, disc jockey, that didn't. Gosh, what was his name again?
Wasn't it Alan Freed, the guy?
Alan Freed, yeah.
The fifth Beatle?
Yeah, Alan Freed.
Was he not the fifth Beatle?
No, that was, I think, Murray the K.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're just testing.
Did I pass?
The Earl of Veal. Yes, you did. You passed, actually, and you get to go on to high school now.
They kind of ruined Alan Freed, though.
It did.
Yeah, you know. But it hasn't ruined us, has it?
No. But what?
Because as you drink from your Laurel and Hardy cup that was awarded to you by Ward Air.
It was? I heard JR talking a couple of days ago about the... did you go to the sales party up in the tower?
No, I
didn't go either.
That one.
Well, you started dropping names, everybody, who free haircuts. So tacky, isn't it?
Yeah.
I sit here in my new sweater from Bob's Clothier on the Danforth.
Oh, I thought that was Rent-A-Wreck.
Yeah, that's what the sweatshirt is, actually. Yeah, Rent-A-Wreck.
Rent-A-Wreck sweatshirt. You got the good stuff, eh?
This isn't the car Rent-A-Wreck. This is the just the people. You Rent-A-Wreck.
You know, every
time, I'm a wreck.
You know, if you go into Rent-A-Wreck, that's the car I would like to rent. That was a Morris Minor.
Yeah, those were great cars, weren't they?
Great. I had one of those cars. And it had, for the turning signals, on the doors, a little arm
would stick out.
Yeah. And they used to stick out. And then you go around things, brake people would break them off. So then you have to use your real arm. And then people would break
that off too. Yeah. That's the thing. You can't go anywhere now without people breaking things off your car.
You know, the antenna. Like, they, you know, people used to break our antenna off when we were at the old site.
I have a friend of mine who has an Audi, has a power antenna. He blew two of them in a car wash.
Yeah.
Both times he reported it to the insurance people, said somebody snapped it off in the parking lot.
You know, in the yeah, right.
Yeah,
it's 23 minutes after 7 with Ted and Geets at CFNY.
Discount. Canada's largest electronic superstore, the Majestic Electronics Superstore, presents awesome discount days. 4 days only. Everything is on sale at guaranteed low, low prices. This sale is so big, so incredibly big, it's totally awesome. Unbelievable prices on home stereos, components, videos, TVs, compact disc players, computers, microwaves, electronic furniture, and much, much more. Famous brand names like Sony, Fisher, Commodore, Litton Moffett, Toshiba, and many, many more. Everything is on sale. All at awesome discount savings, like Danby microwave ovens for $199.95 and TDK SA90 audio tapes, 10 for $24.95 with a 10 per customer limit. Awesome discount days, Thursday through Sunday at the Majestic Electronics Superstore, 3150 Dufferin, south of Yorkdale.
Discount days and Sunday night at 6 at the Majestic Electronics Superstore.
We're waking you up to a special morning, a morning that tastes like home.
It'll be a McDonald's morning.
Hot coffee's on from the crack of dawn. There's a smile like sunrise to start your day. So wake up, sunshine. A taste like home in the morning. It's a good time for the great taste of
McDonald's morning.
There's really something good about the way that we feel, the way we see the world that we live in. We like to give life a try, enjoy the sun and the sky, and the way it feels to be giving.
Carlsberg, now in a new twist cap bottle, made by people who care about brewing a beer they believe in.
So join the Carlsberg crowd, say it clear, say it proud. Carlsberg, our kind of beer.
Last night I watched the premiere of the new Mary Tyler Moore show. Mary, did you see that last night?
No, I didn't, Ted. Was it a good show?
Yes, actually, it's well done. Quick paced and everything.
You know, she was doing promos for Canada.
For CBC, yeah.
For the CBC. She phoned up to the CBC to find out how do you pronounce Newfoundland. Because 7:30 in, you know, Canada, 8 o'clock in Newfoundland.
Well, is it Newfoundland or is it Newfoundland?
I think, really, it's Newfoundland, you know.
Somebody once told me it rhymes with understand. Newfoundland, understand.
Understand. Oh, okay. I understand
but,
that.
But a good show, though. Worth watching.
Excellent.
And she looks good. Old Mare looks good. And interesting, I hear that the CBC paid something like $1 million per episode, which has got some people a little upset over this, saying that this great protector of sovereignty and the Canadian identity is paying out all this money. But if they make it back in sales, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's making some money. Lots of bucks in this television game. You know what I'm saying? There, Geets? Lots of money they're kicking around.
Yeah, I know, because I used to watch that show Going Places, and they spent a lot on that one.
Going Places?
Yeah, did you ever see that with Mike Darrell?
Oh, no, but he's doing Jackpot now in Global.
Yeah.
That's where people jump out of their chair and go,
wow.
Jackpot! And they win a case of Orange Crush.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, especially the Cream Soda Crush.
Yeah.
Wow.
27 minutes after 7 o'clock now. 7:27 and,
what is it? Fantastic Day by Haircut 100.
Oh, Haircut 100. I'm sorry, I was away when the announcement was made.
I got a free haircut once.
Did you?
For 100.
Haircut 100. What a coincidence. Here's Haircut 100 from CFNY.
And Fantastic Day coming in June.
The only thing that makes it good is see my face up.
Cut 100 from CFNY, Fantastic Day, very rapidly approaching 7:30, and Mike's in with the news.
Not so super day, though, Ted, in the weather department, anyway. Cloudy with flurries and up to 2 degrees. Cloudy with a low of minus 3 tonight. Friday, there's the chance of snow later in the day. It will continue to be pretty dull. The high tomorrow, only minus 2. Outside, it is minus 2 degrees. Fred Patterson getting all the sports ready for you after the traffic. It is believed more than 250 American military personnel have died following the crash of an Aero Air DC-8 near Gander, Newfoundland. This report just in from Ed Hines of News Radio.
The Aero Air DC-8 had just left Gander International Airport when an explosion took place on board the aircraft. The plane was en route from West Germany to the United States and refueling at Gander. The jet had just taken off from the runway when the crash occurred. There are reports all 258 people on board are dead as a result of the explosion. All roads in Gander are closed at this hour. There are approximately 12 American military personnel stationed at Gander. The cause of the explosion has not been determined as of yet. Ed Hines, News Radio, Cornerbrook.
Again, a DC-8 has crashed after takeoff in Gander, Newfoundland. Unconfirmed reports say all 258 people on board died. It was an American military flight on its way from West Germany. About 10,000 Ontario drivers who lost their licenses in 3-year suspensions for drunk driving may get them back because of a decision by the Supreme Court of Canada. The High Court says those charged more than once for impaired who had their licenses suspended for 3 years can have them back. The ruling upholds a lower court decision and will apply only to cases settled before December the 14th of last year. It could have a similar effect in Quebec, Nova Scotia, and Manitoba. A Metro cop received a minor stab wound during the arrest of a robbery suspect last night. Danny Nicholson has more.
Around 6 o'clock last night, a man held up the Lakeshore Pharmacy in South Etobicoke getting some cash and some drugs. Police put out a description, and about a half an hour later, Police Constable Michael Irvick spotted the suspect and gave chase. A struggle ensued, and the suspect pulled out a knife and stabbed Irvick in the hand. Another constable, P.C. Clark Noble, assisted but slipped on the ice and sprained his wrist. 47-year-old Carl Hines, of no fixed address, has now been charged with 2 counts of robbery, aggravated assault with a weapon, and possession of a weapon dangerous to the public peace. At police headquarters, Danny Nicholson, CFNY News.
Statistics show more than 4 out of 5 homicide victims in 1983 were killed by someone they knew, and almost half of them died at home. The Canadian Center for Justice Statistics says there were a total of 682 killings in 1983, most of them in Ontario, Quebec, and B.C. And while the homicides make the news, there are 4 times as many suicides in Canada, 10 times as many fatal traffic accidents. One of the world's biggest car makers will today announce plans to build a $300 million assembly plant in Cambridge, just west of here. Toyota's decision was approved yesterday by the Peterson Cabinet. Sources predict the Toyota plant, to open in late 1987 or early 88, will pump $1 billion into our economy and provide 1,800 jobs. The official announcement will come at 11 this morning at the Metro Convention Center. Boeing in the United States is refusing to say anything about the sale of de Havilland aircraft because of a request from Ottawa. A Boeing spokesman says the two sides agreed the government will handle all the details to the press. Opposition to the sale in the House of Commons led to a disruption in business again yesterday for the 2nd time this week. Ontario's Environment Minister Jim Bradley appears to be pretty pessimistic about efforts to completely stop the seepage of toxic chemicals into the Great Lakes. More on that from Graham Jardine.
A joint U.S.-Canada report says toxic chemicals like PCBs, DDT, and dioxins continue to seep into the Great Lakes and labels programs to control it as inadequate. The Ontario government has set a goal of zero discharge by the year 2000, but Environment Minister Jim Bradley admits it may be impossible to achieve.
I don't know whether you can ever get to zero on that. Certainly that would be our aim, that we would want to see by the end of this century, a situation where we have virtual elimination of toxic substances going into our waterways, into our soil, and into our air.
Bradley says he sees more and more support for the goal, but admits it's going to be a real challenge to meet it. Graham Jardine, CFNY News, Queen's Park.
3 days of talks have failed to end the long strike by 200 people at the Commerce Visa Center. Negotiations broke down last night after company officials refused a union demand for a monetary offer. Union spokesman Jim O'Neill says the Commerce also rejected the idea of sending all outstanding money issues to binding arbitration. The banks say the other issues were tackled, and they hope the negotiations will resume soon. And General Electric is paying $6 billion in cash to buy RCA, the Radio Corporation of America, the biggest non-oil company merger in history. Both companies make electrical products. Both have defense contracts. What General Electric really wants is NBC Television, the undisputed ratings champ this season, and a very profitable RCA division. That makes it the 2nd major TV sale this year. ABC was sold to Capital City Communications in June for $3.5 billion. The RCA-GE deal is subject to regulatory and shareholder approval. It's 24 minutes before 8 o'clock, and from CFNY, that's the news. Traffic after this.
You know, one of the neater things about this time of year is the party. Great parties like the not-to-be-missed office Christmas party. And here's a good one. One of my personal favorites, and I'm sure one of yours. The Around the Piano Party. And how about the drop-in for a cup of Christmas cheer party?
Cheese ball, perhaps?
No, thank you.
Stock mushroom cap, anybody? A canapé, people?
And then there's the Amstel kind of party. A party of two great beers. Two great Amstel beers. Amstel Light. Full-bodied European style with 30% less alcohol than a regular beer. An Amstel beer. Smooth, mellow, a premium quality beer. This party of two, Amstel Beer and Amstel Light, makes for great company at just about any party. Both at regular beer prices for the holiday season.
Time for the traffic from CFNY, and here's Pat.
The OPP News Bureau says Lane 1 is blocked on the 401 westbound west of Morningside, also an unconfirmed multi-vehicle accident on the QEW westbound at the Humber. Earlier problems on the 400 southbound south of the King Side Road, the 401 westbound collectors east of Dixie, the 401 westbound ramp to the 403, and the QEW eastbound west of Burl Oak are now off to the side. And an injury accident from Metro Police on the westbound Gardner east of the South Kingsway. And that's traffic.
It is a missy day, but it was good things on the ice last night for the Leafs.
Well, I've got something just in. This is one of those just in stories. From Val d'Isère, France, the ladies' first World Cup downhill of the season, and Canada's Laurie Graham finished a close second.
Graham was the ninth skier down the hill and appeared to have the race won. But then the 24th skier, Michaela Gerge of West Germany, swept down the course and beat Graham by 11/100ths of a second. Maria Valliser of France was third. So the first ladies of the season, downhill skiing, Lori Graham is second. Now the men race in Val Gardena, Italy this weekend. Yesterday in training, Todd Brooker was a disappointing 60th. Maple Leafs beat the St. Louis Blues 6-4 last night. The Leafs lift themselves at a last place in the Norris Division and last place in the overall standings. Leafs have 19 points. The LA Kings and Detroit Red Wings have 18. Kings didn't play. Wings were throttled 10-2 by the Minnesota North Stars. Brian Bello scored 4 goals for Minnesota. Now, at the Gardens, the Leafs played another fine game, and they got all sorts of offensive support from their defensemen. Half their goals were scored by blue liners. Chris Kotsopoulos scored a goal. Bob McGill scored his first goal in almost 4 years, his second since becoming a pro. And Al Iafredi picked up a goal and 2 assists. Now, like most of the Leafs, Iafredi is looking better every time out. He was the Leafs' first-round draft choice in 1984. Last year, he struggled. This year, he appears to be a lot more comfortable. Coach Dan Maloney thinks Iafredi has the talent to be the best defenseman in the NHL. Mirko Fritscher, Marian Stastny, and Steve Thomas scored the other Leaf goals. For Thomas, that's 7 goals since getting the call from St. Catharines. Leafs head out on a 5-game road trip now. 4 games out west, 1 in Detroit. Captain Rick Five says the Leafs are looking forward to this trip.
It definitely is going to help us right now at this situation when we're heading out west on a 4-game road swing. We've got to have all the confidence that we can get before we head out there. Tonight's win and the fact that we pulled into a playoff spot is just going to make everybody, I think, that much more enthusiastic and everything on this road trip to know that we're there, and everybody will be thinking that we can go get some points and stay there.
The Leafs have lost forward Jeff Brubaker. Jerry McNamara tried to sneak Brubaker through waivers so he could be sent down to St. Catharines when the Edmonton Oilers put in a claim. That's how the Leafs got Brubaker in the first place. They put in a claim when the Oilers tried to sneak him through waivers. Other games last night, the Edmonton Oilers and Chicago Blackhawks tied an NHL record, a record that stood since 1920. The Hawks and Oilers combined for 21 goals. Edmonton won the game 12-9. Gretzky tied a personal record last night, 7 assists. Montreal beat Hartford 3-1. Islanders and Pittsburgh tied 4-all. Rangers doubled up on Jersey 4-2. Winnipeg beat Vancouver 6-3. 6 trades at the winter baseball meetings in San Diego yesterday, but no luck for the Blue Jays. It looks like they'll come away with nothing. The Jays went into the meetings looking for a right-handed catcher and a fourth outfielder. On Tuesday, they lost out on catchers Ozzie Virgil and Mike Heath. They were both traded elsewhere. Yesterday, they lost outfielder Gary Redis. He was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies along with pitcher Tom Hume. In return, the Cincinnati Reds get veteran pitcher John Denny and a minor leaguer. Jays had made offers for all three, Virgil, Heath, and Redis. The other notable trades went like this. The Dodgers sent veteran catcher Steve Yeager to the Seattle Mariners for reliever Ed Vandenberg. Baltimore traded outfielder Gary Renicki to the Yankees for pitcher Rich Bordy and second baseman Rex Hudler. San Francisco dealt second baseman Manny Trio to the Chicago Cubs for infielder Dave Owen. The Toronto Tornadoes record dropped to 0-3 at Varsity Arena last night. They were beaten 119-117 by the Maine Wind Jammers. Now, the Tornadoes have said they need 2,000 people per game to break even. 517 showed up last night. Carling Bassett has advanced to the third round of a tennis tournament in Tokyo. Yesterday, she beat Ann White in straight sets. And the Green Bay Packers have signed quarterback Vince Ferragamo. He'll be in the lineup for the Packers' final 2 games of this season and all of next season. Ferragamo was cut by the Buffalo Bills last week. It's 7:42. That's sports. Mike will have the weather after this.
From the time of the rising sun right through the night, have an Ixus day. Ixus time gear. Ixus body gear. Ixus living gear. Ixus cruising gear. Ixus riding gear. Ixus action gear. Ixus carry gear. All individually basic. Contemporary. Contagious. Colors that click. Pull a pullover over a comfy cotton shirt. Put some underwear under coordinate slacks. Pull up some socks. Tie up a tie. Belt it. Zip it. And add to it with a hat, scarf, and gloves. And you're ready for an Ixus day. Functional fashion basics, clothing, and paraphernalia from the friendliest store in town. Ixus, New York, Paris, London, Tokyo, L.A., and now in Toronto. Ixus for Christmas, 87 Yorkville Avenue.
CFNY Toronto weather, cloudy with flurries today, up to 2 degrees, cloudy tonight down to minus 3. For Friday, continuing cloudy with the chance of some snow later in the day. Tomorrow's high plus, minus 2. Outside, it's minus 2 as well. And now back to music with Ted and Geets from CFNY.
It's 7:42 and music now by Level 42, and this is The Chinese Way.